up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
Another incredible morning it's going to be here on the Heroes in Business show. Later on in the show, for all of you that saw Happy Days growing up, we've got Ralph Melf here. It was played by Don Most. Later on in the show, we're going to have the longtime Saturday Night Live music director and his singer, author, partner, and wife, G.E. Smith and Taylor Barton. But let me tell you about our first hero. All I could say is, wow. When you hear about this hero, he's helped build this company to $1.4 billion in annual sales, developing over 2,500 products, employing over 4,000 employees, and overseeing 26 production and warehouse facilities worldwide, including the U.S., Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Spain. That's Bob Unanue, president of Goya Foods. And you could reach him by going to Goya.com or, of course, Alliances.com. What's it like, Bob, when you now go to the grocery store and you see so many of your products on the shelves?
Well, thank you, David, for having me. And it is an incredible feeling. My grandfather started the company over 80 years ago and from a small storefront in Lower Manhattan. And now we are part of a larger community, welcoming immigrants into this country with foods that they're familiar with, that are authentic. So, we've really put out the welcome wagon for these great people of our community and that's what we do.
Now, you've grown Goya Foods to such a large international organization. I mean, what are some of the secrets to be able to do this?
Well, it's been many people that have grown it, starting with my grandfather, my uncles, my father, and many, many people who have, just so talented and work hard and work smart and have made this company, to what it is. And the secret, I would say, you have to be authentic. You can't have welcome people from another country if your product doesn't resound with them. It's got to be relevant. It's got to be authentic. It's got to be good. My grandfather came up with a slogan, if it's Goya, it's got to be good. And we have, held to that, by always having a quality product and also by having a healthy product. Your products are not only good for you, but they're also very good.
Well, I know every time we go to the grocery store, we buy your products. I see them everywhere. In fact, let's talk about, you mentioned your grandfather. You've been with the company most of your career. In fact, you started off at a young age working on the production line, packing olives and olive oil in Brooklyn, New York. You also worked the printing press and even drove the delivery trucks in the early stages of your career. I mean, did you ever think that at a young age you would become the president, not only of one region, but of the whole thing, president of Goya Foods?
No, I never thought of that. And, my father, my uncles taught me to work, at all levels and to learn the business. But I never thought that. And actually, to handle the job, it's no one person can do that. You have to rely on and surround yourself with people who are smarter than you, that work hard and have the same mission and love for the business. And, that's what because we're such a complex company, you can't be everything to everyone. And so we hire very talented people that, make the task and the mission we're able to accomplish.
Now tell me, Bob, about the first job, though, that you did have at Goya Foods and what you learned from it now that you look back and what's helped you to become president of the company.
Well, my first job was, I was 10 years old, probably child labor, I shouldn't be saying that, in Brooklyn, 1964. I worked a 40-hour week packing olives and olive oil. I got $20 for the week from my dad. That's about 50 cents an hour. I think I was overpaid at the time. I didn't spend a penny of it because I was taken care of, so I appreciated the $20. So that was my first job, was working with, on the production line with people and working shoulder to shoulder with them. And there were people who took me in as their son, very kind to me. I drank my first coffee on the job at a break where they shared some café con leche with me, and maybe a little bit young for that, but it was just a pleasure to work with all these great people and to learn the business from the ground up.
I love it. I love it. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. And we have Bob Unanwe. He is the president of Goya Foods. You could reach him at Goya.com. That's G-O-Y-A.com. Or, of course, go to Alliances.com. I mean, we're talking about a $1.4 billion company in annual sales. In fact, Bob, you also developed a 10-year strategic plan and a $500 million investment in strengthening the company's global brand and expansion, designed to reach new customers and consumers and strengthen. I mean, that's just absolutely amazing. Let's talk about some other things, though, that you're involved with. You know, you've worked very hard for the company, but you also sit on the board of directors of the Maestro Cares Foundation. In fact, Mark Anthony, international pop star, is the founder and vice chairman of this organization. But tell us about the primary mission of the foundation. Really, what inspired you to get involved with it?
Well, Henry Cardenas, who is his promoter, and Mark, he came up to me at a function and was talking about an orphanage in the Dominican Republic, and that how we could, if we got together, we could help some kids. The orphanages are such problems throughout the world, and such a huge problem. And he was talking about how can we do something, build a school, a baseball field, a home for these kids. And we decided to join with him, Henry and Mark Anthony, and do that. And since then, we've opened in Barranquillas, Colombia, in Mexico, things in Puerto Rico. We're looking at, Chicago and other locations, Guatemala. It's kind of a drop in the bucket, around the world with this problem, but you got to put your drop in and do what you can to give back. And these communities have helped us over the years to flourish. And we feel a social responsibility to give back. We always have, and we've always been involved in the community that we serve. So part of giving back is what we do, not only with Mark Anthony, but on other levels.
Now, we've got a little less than a minute left, but I've got two numbers for you. 6 and 6, because you're the father and grandfather of 6 kids, 6 grandchildren. What are 1 and 2 lessons that you hope the children can take with them out into the world?
Well, first of all, it's faith in God. And we're not here, we're here for the short term. What counts is salvation. It's one thing my father always told me, and that's our primary mission. And then to produce, with all the talents we're given, to give back your talents, produce, do something in the world. In this short time we have, let's do something and produce, be good, love each other, and that would be the main message.
Well, Bob, incredible. Starting off at 50 cents per hour, you're a hero. You're the builder of a brand that's so well known, seeing it grow to $1.4 billion on all the store shelves. You give back, helping to improve the lives of others. Thank you for being on the Hero Show. Bob Unanwe, president of Goya Foods. That's GOYA.com. And when we return, Ralph Melf from Happy Days.